protection of young trees from HLB, or controlling the agents that are sealed on young trees, is extremely important, probably one of the most important problems facing growers right now. And the reason being, we need to be able to protect young trees from becoming HLB infected if we're going to see continuity in future generations of trees in the citrus industry. So if we're going to have a future for our citrus industry, we have to be able to replant trees or replace them with new trees in order to keep citrus production going in the long term. And the best way that we have to do that has been through the use of soil-applied neonicotinoid insecticides. And so we've been focusing a lot of our attention lately on young tree programs for controlling psyllid, and that's really based on the use of neonicotinoid insecticides for managing psyllid populations. And the real benefit behind using the soil-applied neonicotinoids, okay, because they're soil-applied, you're putting the insecticide on the soil surface at the base of the tree. It's taken up by the root system, which then moves the insecticide systemically throughout the inside of the plant. So as new flesh is produced, it is protected from psyllid's feeding. The other really big benefit that we found out from these studies is that the soil-applied neonicotinoids are the only insecticides that really provide a long-lasting protection, not only from psyllids, but also preventing HLB, the pathogen, transmission from occurring. And what happens is, as a psyllid goes to feed on a plant that's been treated with these soil-applied neonicotinoid insecticides, they get just a small taste of that insecticide, and then they quickly quit feeding. And what we found is that this response is so fast, happens so quickly, that the psyllids never have a chance to transmit or inoculate that plant with the bacteria that causes HLB. And that's really the only group of insecticides that we've really seen long-lasting prevention or disruption of psyllid feeding behaviors with these soil-applied neonicotinoid insecticides. And so we know we can probably get up to about 6 weeks of transmission prevention with these insecticides. That's a really important thing for us to focus on when we start building our young tree protection programs. Again, because we need to keep these young trees from becoming infected if we're going to have a long-term viable citrus industry in Florida.
Michael, I know you did an article for Citrus Industry Magazine in which you outlined a program of neonicotinoid use, because you can only use certain ones a certain number of times, and you proposed ways that you can use them so you get protection year-round. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. In the past, growers have traditionally used insecticides, the soil-applied neonicotinoids, such as imidacloprid. That would be the Admire products, and also there's some generic formulations out there of imidacloprid. But growers typically have used, you know, maybe two or three applications per season on their young non-bearing trees. And that provides good control of psyllids and as well as citrus leaf miner. But what's historically been done, that's not quite enough to provide that year-long protection from HLB transmission from occurring or keeping those trees from becoming HLB infected. Those applications typically provide protection at least 6 weeks, maybe up to 8 weeks. We feel pretty confident at least in 6 weeks. But beyond that, psyllids are able to start feeding and infecting the trees with the HLB bacterium. So what we need is the growers need to kind of transition from only thinking about two or three of these applications a year to spacing them out and using more products so they can get year-long, season-long protection of young trees from pathogen transmission. And so what we've done in that article, I've outlined there's actually three neonicotinoids that growers can use right now. First is imidacloprid. That's the one that's been around the longest that people are most familiar with. But there's also thimethoxam and clothianidin. Keeping in mind that clothianidin can only be applied on non-bearing trees. It does not have the full citrus label yet. But with that in mind, those three products still allow us to provide basically season-long protection from pathogen transmission on trees up to about 3 years of age. Hopefully, we've tried to outline in the article all the use rates and example programs, how you might develop a season-long neonicotinoid program for protecting young trees. If there's any additional questions, obviously myself, our county agents, and other extension specialists are more than willing to answer any questions that come up. But hopefully this will be a good starting point for growers to begin thinking about how they need to develop season-long programs for their young trees.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.